Hello to members of Harrogate Choral Society. It seems a long time since we were together, and I miss, and I'm sure you miss, this focus in the centre of the week of our rehearsals on a Wednesday. What I aim to do on these virtual rehearsals is to have a section of warm-ups, just to keep our voices working well, and then put a section of repertoire. The warm-up section, which will only take sort of about 10 to 15 minutes, is time that you can keep repeating throughout the week. The more you use these warm-up exercises with the proper sense of focus to each exercise, the better the voice will become. And it's keeping our voices working efficiently and our bodies working efficiently for singing that is so important. And if everybody were to do this, certainly when we do resume rehearsals, every individual should be in an even better place. So for this first rehearsal, this virtual rehearsal, as any rehearsal, it's good to start with hums. Now, I'm assuming that you have done the breathing exercises as mentioned before this, and please always start with those. Get the focus on the breathing and the posture, and then let's take it into this section of just vocal warm-ups and vocal development. So we're going to go down these scales humming, as we do normally at rehearsals, but make sure that the focus is always there. You're concentrating on why you're doing this and what you're hoping to achieve. So we're humming on an M hum, an M for mother, with a tall mouth shape, lips touching, but feel that buzz of sound around the eyes. So good posture, shoulders back and down. Let's start with just the altos and the basses from this note, humming down on an M. Big breath. Another big breath. Make sure you feel that you're pulling the tummy in and upwards and keeping those shoulders down, ribcage lifted as we go down the scale. So still on an M hum. And another. Sopranos and tenors can join us as well now. Get that feeling of a large space at the back of the throat, making the space as big as possible, as if you're yawning. Still the M sound, but feel that buzz of sound around the eyes. Also sometimes helps to lift the eyebrows. Sopranos and tenors. One more. Now I want you to hum to an N sound. N for November. Now for this, it's an unnatural shape for singing, because I want you to letterbox the lips, teeth touching at the front, and feel the vibration on the teeth. Feel that buzzing on the teeth. Now, as I say, this is unnatural for ordinary singing, but it's just to get that feeling of the sound right at the front of the mouth. So all together, sopranos, altos, tenors and basses going from this note here on an N hum. So letterbox the lips, teeth touching, still keeping that rib cage high, breathe into the lower part of the lungs now. Still keep the eyebrows high, feel the buzz right at the front of the face. One more. Having got that sound really buzzing round the front of the face, let's go to an NG hum. So this is like the end of the word, singing. But for this, you're closing off the throat, jaw wide open, and the lips open here. Don't let it become an ah sound. It still must be a hum. And feel that hum buzzing right round the eyes. Feel the sound is almost outside the forehead and round by the ears. So, concentrating, good posture. Breathe into the lower part of the lungs. Breath. Feel the cheeks are being lifted. Real sense of smile. One more. Humming is always very good to start any singing session. It gets that sense of focus, so long as you really concentrate on trying to get the sound forward. We don't want it at the back of the throat. We want the sound to be pushed forwards. Now let's move into vowel sounds. I keep using scales descending rather than ascending for various reasons. One, because it makes us think about tuning of coming down intervals. It's often a choir will tend to go flat if they're not used to concentrating on sitting on top of the notes, as if you're coming down a ladder, putting your foot on top of the rung each time you come down. So we're going to just concentrate on these major scales. Next week we'll look at some chromatic scales, but for the moment we'll stick with ordinary major scales. Now, singing new. Now, pushing the lips right forward, get plenty of nya at the beginning, that buzz within the nostrils. It's all aimed at getting the focus of the sound forwards, utilising the sinuses to amplify the sound, to give resonance and rich quality to the sound. So we'll go down a scale. We can do these with just the altos and the basses for a start. Starting down here, new. So pushing the lips forward, but still a tall jaw shape. Keep reminding yourselves to keep that ribcage lifted as you get to the bottom of the scale. Still new. The sopranos and tenors joining with the altos and basses. Sopranos and tenors. One more. Now going down the scale to the sound me, M-double-E. Again, push the lips forward. For the E vowel sound, it's natural when we're speaking to letterbox the lips. You want to do exactly the opposite when you're singing. A tall mouth shape, lips in the same position as if you're singing for the new, the oo sound. So, E, but not E.
E.
So let's go down from here, everybody, to the sound me. Breath. Feel that you're pouting those lips. Tall mouth shape. One more. Now we're going to go down to the sound may. Here I want much more of a letterbox shape of the lips, feeling that you're lifting the cheeks really high. So we're going to sing may. Okay, lift the eyebrows as well. Feel you're lifting that sound right behind the eyes. Breath. Finally, ma. Now, not an English ma, with a big gap at the back of the throat and nothing forward. Feel that you're lifting those cheeks still, as you did in may, and get an Italian ma. Soft palate, the back of the mouth has to be high, but feeling the smile. So let's go down from here, everybody. Ma. Ribcage lifted before you take your breath in, then breath into the lower part of the lungs. Now. Keep reminding yourself to keep the ribcage high, right to the bottom of the scale. And in order to do that, you've got to pull the tummy muscles in to support the breath. Breath. One more. Our third exercise are arpeggios to ah. Now, do be aware of allowing that mouth shape and the lip shape to change from the lower pitches to the higher pitches, because the ah at the bottom is quite a warm sound. Ah. But when you get to the top, you've really got to feel that you're smiling into it. So the more rounded shape of the lips at the bottom turns more into the letterbox shape at the top. But you've still got to keep the soft palate and space at the back of the mouth there as well. So we're just going to go up these. Again, when you're coming down the arpeggio, there's a tendency to let the whole body collapse, the rib cage to come down. Must fight against that. Keep that rib cage up. Pull the tummy in and up. Then the last note will have a real sense of focus, resonance, and warmth to it. So here we go. We'll start down here. First of all, with just the altos and the basses. Breath. Sopranos and tenors, join us. Just sopranos and tenors. One more. normally in rehearsals, sopranos and tenors, I take you a little higher than that, but I am considering your neighbours at the moment. Now, let's go into octave leaps. And I want you to jump up these octaves, starting with E at the bottom, and then three R's, the octave higher. Now, big mouth-shaped change. The E, lips forward, nice rich sound at the bottom there. Now, the R's, I don't want it to be with that nasty edge to it. Feel that the throat is open and the R's are done by a real push on the abdominal wall. That is what's going to give the impact to each of those upper notes. So here we go. Posture. Everybody can do this. It's at a pitch comfortable for everyone. Breath. Breath. The next thing that I want us to concentrate on is articulation. Getting the mouth moving quickly, and it's the movement of the tip of the tongue and how we use our lips and where the teeth are. So we're just going to go down a few scales to li, le, la. Again, make sure that those lips do change from the e, lips forward, A, and ah, the real smile, pulling the cheeks as high as you can on the ah sound. So we're just going to go down a scale like this. Here you go, breath. Thinking about that posture, rib cage lifted, not allowing it to go down. As you go down the scale, feel that you're pushing it up by pulling the tummy in and up. A little bit faster. Li le la, breath. Li le la, 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 li le la. Concentrate on those lip shapes for the E in particular. Breath. And one more breath. And one more just for articulation. And it's this, which wristwatch is a Swiss wristwatch? Really exaggerate that lip movement, and all these things will permeate into our normal singing of text. This is the sort of remedial section. So, which wristwatch is a Swiss wristwatch? And it's this tune. Which wristwatch is a Swiss wristwatch? 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 Okay, everybody, breath. And again, a little bit faster. And I'm going to leave the exercises at that for this week. Each week, I will give you different but complementary exercises for warm-ups, and hopefully that will move the voice on in different ways. As I said, next week I will put in some with chromatic scales just so that we really think about tuning of semitones. And each time there will be some different things to think about. So I don't want us to feel that we're just treading water, going over the same repertoire, or that I'm going to give you the same sort of exercises every time. Hopefully I can keep you engaged by doing different exercises, but your personal vocal development will depend on how much of this you do. It's good to keep on Wednesdays doing the whole thing, going through the whole of this virtual rehearsal, which should take about an hour if you go through in the way that I asked you to go through the repertoire items with Robert Brown's individual lines that the MIDI files that he's created for us, just to make sure that we are absolutely precise on the notes, and then going through in its context, singing with a performance. So thank you very much to Robert, who's put in a lot of work to make this happen, and to Ruth for putting the whole thing so that it's in a package for you. So please do the whole thing. If you do it on a Wednesday, it will just keep that sense of focus to the week, that middle of the week focus that we are so used to. But if you can keep going back to the audio file of these exercises a few more times during the week, ideally on a daily basis, it really will develop your vocal as well as your choral skills. Hope you enjoy it. Speak to you again next week.